Once upon a time, in a gloomy castle on a lonely hill, where there were 13 clocks that wouldn't go, there lived a cold, aggressive duke and his niece, the Princess Sarilinda. She was warm in every wind and weather, but he was always cold. His hands were as cold as his smile, and almost as cold as his heart. He wore gloves when he was asleep, and he wore gloves when he was awake, which made it difficult for him to pick up pins or coins or the kernels of nuts, or to tear the wings from nightingales. He was 6'4" and 46, and even colder than he thought he was. One eye wore a velvet patch, the other glittered through a monocle, which made half his body seem closer to you than the other half. He had lost one eye when he was 12, for he was fond of peering into nests and lairs in search of birds and animals to maul. One afternoon, a mother shrike had mauled him first. His nights were spent in evil dreams, and his days were given to wicked schemes. Wickedly scheming, he would limp and cackle through the cold corridors of the castle, planning new impossible feats for the suitors of Sarilinda to perform. He did not wish to give her hand in marriage, since her hand was the only warm hand in the castle. Even the hands of his watch and the hands of all the 13 clocks were frozen. They had all frozen at the same time, on a snowy night 7 years before. And after that, it was always 5:10 in the castle. Travellers and mariners would look up at the gloomy castle on the lonely hill and say, "Time lies frozen there." It's always then, it's never now. The cold duke was afraid of now, for now has warmth and urgency, and then is dead and buried. Now might bring a certain night of gay and shining courage, "But no," the cold duke muttered. "The prince will break himself against a new and awful labor, a place too high to reach, a thing too far to find, a burden too heavy to lift." The duke was afraid of now, but he tampered with the clocks to see if they would go, out of a strange perversity, praying that they wouldn't.